So in Ayesid Aleph, I think we have to throw in more Sfaradi Halacha, so we can have the Sfaradim join us. So in Ayesid Aleph, the Tzaddik is still speaking about the Midah of Shiflas, of Anava, Talmud Torah, which leads to Dveikus, which is Torah Lishma. So here he continues this theme. So this topic needs more discussion. Even though I know I'm not speaking to fools, I know those who are reading, learning this, that you're understanding, you're wise. Because someone says, never speak to ksilim. Meaning somebody who's a sachal. We spoke about that even in this past halacha. We talked about a sacha. So not only does he not listen to chachma, but he rejects chachma. Because his heart doesn't allow him to accept. He's interested in other things, basically. He doesn't have a place in his heart to receive chachma. This is very long arichas in terms of the next point he's saying. He's like he's giving a whole akdama. So he thinks everything is a shtos, but he's the only one who's a shaita. People like us, who believe in the teachings of the chachamim and the chachamenu, bizmanenu, which is the magid, and the tzidikim who lived in his time, chachmi emes. Are chayvet to believe the words of tzaddikim, which we do. But doesn't mean to say that we don't need to explain, to clarify the inyanim. This inyan called dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach Baruchu Baruch Shemai, v'inyan hashiflus be'emes, true shiflus like we see by tzaddikim. Sheschalti l'malu l'dabar bo b'shem harav magid near Yoy, the name of the magid who was still alive at the time. Baruch lecha ksas. Halavai, we should be able to explain, understand a little bit of it, but like many things which are aside, you have to experience it to know it. Even if all the seas were ink, we wouldn't be able to write, to put down on paper what's called chalala shal rishus, which is the inyanim that the melech has to deal with, the lave of the melech, responsibilities of the melech. So to hear, for our intents, our purposes, to have to explain what this inyan adveikus is, something which is experiential, you have to be there to know. V'inyan hu inyan amok ma'oid ma'oid. Sim libcha v'inecha alav ulay tavin efes katzeo. If you give your heart to it, then maybe, hopefully, you'll be zeiche to understand the shifas of tzaddikim, and what that means. Kipkar noidem yidevei kotshe kadashim chachaminu zal, chachamim hanal, the tachlis of creation was for Hashem's tainuk, so to speak. That Hashem has a lishmai in all of this. That Hashem saw bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, there would be a nachas that he would have from this creation called Yisrael, and he wanted it. There's a ratzon in the bria, and that ratzon of Hashem is the tachlis of bria, that it should be fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled. Nothing can stop that. We've been zeichet to be part of that journey, of that mission. The tainuku shenafshi desatzvin and mikol tayvas as manu tarli benim mechseif lahem, and it's a tainuk for him and for us when we release ourselves from the tayvas of the zman and we purify ourselves from desiring them, to detach ourselves from the zuam of this world. V'sheni masim beninu hatayvas ahem b'leiv migodlam ashikanes b'devinu chikos v'chashikas shemitz b'achedi atoyev atzvil ma'isim tayvin, that a person should replace the desires which he has for physical things, for those pleasures, with halakha pleasures, with spiritual pleasures. And again, nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to do is to hurt us, it's only for our good, not just in the next world, but in for this world too. It's like you have a candy, and the child has you have a candy in your hand, and the child has the $100 bill, so he'll quickly trade you. But it's at his loss, because he could buy 100 candies with the $100 bill. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I have so much more that you could accomplish in this world, that you can do, that you can enjoy in this world, if you're willing to give up on the child pleasures, the silly things, for the big things. So a person is a gadol, And first, you start to see when children, when they reach adolescence, like that they're shifting because their desires or their wantings are different. They're not interested in the video games anymore. They're starting to think about higher pleasures. Because you see when children, when they start to get into learning, and whenever they have that switch of whatever age, whether it's a boy or girl, makes no difference. We see in our own lives that our perspectives change, because not just because we want to do the right thing, but we see that our palate changes. So we have a different time for this, because it's a spiritual pleasure, which is a much deeper, much more intense, much more important, sophisticated pleasure than just the gashmius of the world that people are running after.
Kina, sina, kas, and gaiva.
That they have a desire for shiflas. That a person will find a gewaltic pleasure in the shiflas. That a person should be able to be zeicha to a very deep and real closeness to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ve'emes nafsho hara shel adam misava, the taivos al midos reis. The emes is that the nefesh ha'adam desires low things. Because the Yitzhahara comes from a place of Misa, from the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And this Tumah, which Hashem will drive away hopefully soon. And it causes us to have a Cheshek just to be buried in the ground. Which is Nitzchi. Everything in this world is only temporal. The opposite of Ruchnias, which is Nitzchi. In the Achdus with Hashem is Baruch, Hashem is Echad, and Hashem is Nitzchi, so any kesher to Him is also Nitzchi. It's the shorish of all pleasure. V'ruchni tachdus haruchnias. There's nothing more ruchni than Hashem. V'lasem, v'fatel adam li'anitzis ha'kadosh al-shim shachach rav gamkim shi'achtav ala f'yishkan. But yet, that a person has a pitui, that he should go in the opposite direction of Chas v'shalom. The direction of the ground to the gashmias, as opposed to the ruchnias. Avam ishu chacham v'yishlo cheshek l'avidasa yisbarach. The person is a chacham, that he's a thinking person. And he has a cheshek to grow. And then he has this awakening, a spirit of wanting to come close, which is sounding inside of him. Even though he sees that he's not out of the desires for those things yet, but he says he has a cheshek. If he really takes to heart the dangers of the physical world, he's going to see to it that he's going to break it. Even though it's not so easy at first, but then it's going to be good for him. The more that a person is able to be machnia, the taivas that he has for gufnias and for gashmias things, so he'll be zeichet to more cheshek and more tainug in his avoidas Hashem. Davening will be a different taste. That's why we can't eat before davening, because that once you've already awakened that physical pleasure, that palate, so then it's going to take away, it's going to detract from the tainug you're going to have from a gishmak Shema Yisrael and Shemona Esrei and a nice nishmas on Shabbos. How are you going to have that once you've already indulged or even just a little bit awakened that physical pleasure? So make a good switch. A good switch of tainug in this world for the next world and even for this world too. And this is the ikar advekas. This is the real nachas that Hashem has for us. Meaning staying away from ra and from gashmis in a way that we're not attached to it is in itself is incomplete. I mean, it has to be that a person is now going to gravitate, he has to be surmi ra, vasi taiv, and head in that direction. Which we began even in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is the root of all halachas. Shivisi Hashem l'negdisam. That's the first halacha Shulchan Aruch. It's the standard. That we know that Hashem is molei chalaretz kavaydai. First halacha Shulchan Aruch. V'les aser panimine, the shyness of the Zohar Kodesh, to bring that out. There's no place where Hashem is absent from. And even at the Gashmi, ain't a money a makal adavar ruchni. And even though the fact that there's this Gashmi as well, which for us takes up space, doesn't take up his space, Kedua B'chosh, right? There's a tipol in the Yiras Hashem Yisbarach, Cholach Levi Shi'ur Levi Azman V'amakayim. When a person contemplates this, he's in the presence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu at all times. That's why we said before in the halacha, wearing a yarmulke at all times, if a person realizes that Hashem fills the world at all times, when can he not wear a yarmulke? Not just the din of remembering a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's the Emsa. Even when going to sleep, that a person realizes, even I might not be conscious, but I still recognize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is here and that there's a presence of Hashem. And even if I'm not conscious, I still want to be in that mode of Shivisi Hashem at all times. al pasuk via data hayam ashe v'lisa ki Hashem elokim einoy. This is one of the most important teachings of all pnimis haTorah now. What does the Shlach say on this pasuk? Because of she'ein b'son olam ashe einoy elohim. We don't need a pasuk to tell us, at least many times over in the Torah, when it says Hashem elokim einoy, that there's only one God and there's not two or three gods. That's not what we need this pasuk for. Says the Shlach, kizein tzarich loymar. Rakshar v'tzolaymar she'ein oid v'olim shu metziyas u'das metziyas eisprach shemay. We believe, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, that even now, after all that's been created and Alan has been created, we only see a mashahu demashu of Hashem's creation. Yet, doesn't take up any of Hashem's space. He is as he was before the Bria, as he was after the Bria. Ki kol ha'nimtzayim hayu koylim ha'Bria b'koyichay, v'u'etzo koyichay z'vor lehem levushim ruchnim b'gashmim v'koyichay z'mechay kulam. He gives them life. He gives them gashmias. He gives us ruchnias, everything. U'biladam. Then imeshuvu l'mekorim k'koylim ha'Bria, in l'levushim ruchnim v'chay mishum metziyas klal. There's no Metzias other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He provides our Metzias. Just like before the Bria, there was only Him. After the Bria, there's only Him. So that's what it means. Ein Oid means there's no one other than Him. Even now, there's no other than Him. And then he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that when it comes to the Menachos and the Shemen and the Menachos, even if it's not mixed, but it could be mixed, it's as if it's mixed. So to hear, Hashem created all this, and we're part of all this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he can revert it back to nothingness, it's as if it is back to nothingness. It says in the Gemara B'Kamad V'Ayim Shtar, Choyifayim Ad L'Givayis, Anavim Ha'ayim Ad L'Givayis, many times something which could be, it's already as if it is. Im Kein Harib B'Chol Eis, however you want to explain it and understand it, B'Yan Hashem Yisbaruch Hu, B'Tzern Allah, Hoshiv Adavik V'Rishin, Yehu Yilav Adai. He can bring everything back to the way it was before, only Him. Mele, it is only Him. You don't even need that Svar, really. It is only Him, even after. Anachnam Aminim Ben Aminim. Just a svara to the Shabbos so Oizen. In kin ein bo ilam oid zulas hu b'kichoy yisam shein echad. There's no koyach in the world other than his koyach. He's the bala koyach es kulam. Ubilti zeh ein metzias. He's the only metzias. Not that Hashem exists in a metzias. He is the existence. There's no existence other than him. He provides existence. Af shenirish yish tver machim alo. It appears that way, but a tzaddik lives in the world of ein amavadai. Governs everything which he does, everything which he thinks. Hakol hu mitziusa v'kaychaysa v'ayin shtab v'masech shuas v'havein. We should be takazaychet v'havein to be able to bring the v'hashivuisa l'vavecha v'yadad g'ashem v'lokim v'shem v'mayach v'zachas. Ein. Oid.